This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the Chiefs and the Lions are not the only big game in town this weekend. We'll get to Mizzou and Alabama coming up in just a bit. But let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Devin McCourty, who is a part of Football Night in America. You can catch that starting at 6 o'clock on NBC, also on Peacock, to get you ready for Chiefs and Lions. Devin, happy to have you join us on the show today. You played at Arrowhead as a player. You also have been a part of Sunday Night Football, and you guys have certainly made your trips to Kansas City. What is it that makes Arrowhead so special? What does it make that makes Arrowhead so unique when you get to go to stadiums all across the country?
It starts with your team being good and having the guys in there that draw people to come out. And I still remember going there during COVID when, you know, a lot of stadiums didn't have fans and Kansas City had a limited number of fans. And still we're in there. We're like, damn, it's loud in here. And I think the coolest thing about that stadium is in the fan base, they know they impact the game. They come there, what an opportunity, thinking about how can we create false starts? How can we create penalties to help our team get the victory? It's not just to come and cheer your favorite team on or your favorite players. They feel and they are part of the game, and they impact the game by being loud and sometimes change the dynamic. I still remember 2014 being there on a Monday night, and I think we had three false starts. They were getting louder and louder, and, I mean, they just steamrolled us out of there. And obviously the team played well, but a lot, you know, the fans brought a lot of energy and juice that made it hard for us.
Right now we're talking to Devin McCourty. He is with NBC Sports. Devin, I feel like right now in the National Football League, there's just a lot of gray area. I would say on Thursday Night Football, we just saw with Philadelphia. Philadelphia was undefeated. Now they've lost their last couple of games. Kansas City, been in three straight Super Bowls, off to a little bit of a slow start. You played in this league, so you certainly know about parity and how the league is kind of evenly distributed, so to speak. Right now, man, it feels like everybody is so bunched up together.
Yeah, there's no, what everyone would call, there's no great team right now that you look at and you say, you know, right now they're playing so much better than everybody else, right? Green Bay, the first 2 weeks, we're like, whoa, this Green Bay team, they're Super Bowl contenders. Then they go out there the next few weeks and it doesn't look the same. So I've learned, and, you know, now what I do for a living is we talk about these teams in the league and absolutes every week, and that's our job. But the truth of the matter is, not until around Thanksgiving can we really have true expectations on teams. And I mean, was it 2 years ago we saw Kansas City get destroyed against the Raiders at home on Christmas? And I'm thinking, well, there goes the Kansas City dynasty. It's over with. They come back and win the Super Bowl that year. So even though we'll try to make conclusions in November, some of these teams that have, I would say, three, four, five of these great quarterbacks, they're always in it and they always have a chance.
Devin, you and I are around the same age, and I like to make the joke that, like, you and I have been fortunate enough to see a lot of different things. You and I remember Michael Jordan. We also got to see LeBron James. We saw the Cubs win the World Series. We saw the Red Sox win the World Series. I never thought I would see a time in which the Lions were arguably the best team in the National Football League, but it feels like they are right now. Like, what we've seen them do in a short period of time of turning this thing around, it is hard to explain to somebody like you and I, because that is not the Lions that we grew up with.
It's so true, and I've been one of those guys that each time the Lions were getting in these big moments, I'm like, all right, they're going to fall here. They're going to fall. And again, but they have a team that's built around their head coach and his mentality, and he's brought that mentality. And I would say it sticks out for a guy like Jared Goff. You know, he's in L.A., he's on the Rams, having great success. We played against him in the Super Bowl, but he morphs into this different guy under Dan Campbell and how he energizes him and how he goes out there and leads the team. They're fun to watch, and I think for Kansas City, this is a type of matchup coming off that Monday night game, now a short week. The game ends in a weird way where Chris Jones stops on the play, one of your best players, and Harrison Bunker kicks the ball out of bounds. Two of your better players end up in key moments where they usually deliver. They don't, so now you're like, all right, we got to just get our feet back under us, get going. Oh, yeah, now you got to deal with the Detroit Lions, who's not going to stick their toe in the water to start this game. They're going to come out swinging, throwing haymakers, and if they feel like they got Kansas City in a vulnerable situation, they're going to try to bury him. And I think for Kansas City, this is the kind of test you want. You want to see where exactly you're at, and then in a week you'll get Rashee Rice back, and hopefully I think they'll be thinking, now it's time to start rolling these victories and start feeling like ourselves.
Right now we're talking to Devin McCourty of NBC Sports Football Night in America. This feels like such an important swing game for the Chiefs. Not that you're going to bury the Chiefs if they lose this game, but there is a massive difference in being 3-3 when you get Rashee Rice back for next week against the Raiders and being down 2-4. We mentioned the parity in the AFC. Also in the division that Kansas City's in, this is as strong of an AFC West that I think there's been during Patrick Mahomes' career. This is a very important home swing game for the Chiefs.
Yes, you're trying to play your best ball at the end of the season. It's key to pick up the wins along the way. And you don't want to be in the hole 2-4. I remember 2021, we got to 2-4. We ended up making the playoffs, but every game kind of turned into a must win. And then at the end of the season, when you don't win a game that you feel like you should, it feels like this ultimate letdown, because now you're looking at where you fall in the conference. All right, now we're a wild card team, we're a game out, we're this, we're that. You kind of want to be in a situation which Kansas City has lived in, where all you're really fighting for is home field advantage, and you feel good each week. So I do. I think it's an important game, not only in the standings, but I think mentally for them as a team to know, all right, we didn't play our best ball, but we still played at 500. Now we're getting a weapon back that's going to make us even better. That's just a better feeling about yourselves, and it gives you the confidence if you walk away and we say, hey, we just took on the best team, the best they have to offer in the NFC right now, and we handled them and beat them, and we're not even at our best. Like, I think that's what they're looking for to go into that next week and get Rashee Rice back.
You mentioned Chris Jones earlier, and that was a big talking point here in Kansas City, is about the effort on that final play. That's why I'm kind of looking to him in this matchup. I don't think the Chiefs win this game, not with the various weapons that the Lions have on offense, if you don't get a great version of Chris Jones. You don't need some 3-sack, 2 forced fumbles performance, but you need him to be in the middle of almost everything you do defensively against a team that can run it as effectively as the Lions do, and also a quarterback that could throw for 300 yards if necessary.
Yeah, I think for him and his defense as a whole, this offense is starting to click. Now it's time to get those big stops. It's time to get those turnovers and takeaways to kind of change how these games are being played. You don't want to play every single game comes down to a third down or a fourth down. You want to try to be able to end the game with the ball in your hands, victory formation. So I think the hard thing for me right now when I look at the Chiefs is, you look at week one, you lose to the Chargers. You can argue Chris Jones is probably supposed to stay outside. Maybe they stop Justin Herbert. They have to punt to Mahomes. They go and get the winning drive. Then you lose to the Eagles on a play with Kelce and Mahomes. Maybe Kelce doesn't get his head around. Maybe Mahomes goes early. I don't know. But it turns into a big interception. Then you have the Chris Jones. We've never really seen this Chiefs team where their best players end up in the key moments not coming through. We're just so used to saying, oh, well, Kelce makes a big play. Oh, Chris Jones with a big pressure or sack that ends the game. So I think they mentally got to get that out of their heads and just go play. Every year in this league, you got to redefine who you are and kind of put a stamp on your presence. But when you're the Eagles and when you're the Chiefs, every week you're getting a team's best shot. They want to see where they fall and where they are in the rest of the league, and you are the litmus test. They know playing against you and beating you means they've arrived, so you have to be prepared for that each week.
I want to get your thoughts on the Detroit Lions. Let's focus in on the offense. Really, really impressive. They can do just about everything. They run the ball as effectively as everybody. They throw the ball as well as any team in the league. I feel like all offseason, we all wanted to see what that offense was going to look like, minus Ben Johnson. And I think they've answered that question. This is still, in my opinion, the most explosive offense in the league.
Yeah, I think one thing we all forgot about was Dan Campbell by you know, nature, he's an offensive mind. You know, played tight end in the NFL. I think he was very up on what Ben Johnson was doing. So I think he is a little bit of what's left from that offense. Everyone was like, man, Ben Johnson left. He left. He took assistant coaches with him and all of these things. And we kind of forgot, like, man, Dan Campbell's still there. He's still going to be a part of this situation. And what's so hard about the offense, they make you prepare for a lot of different things. They're going to have two tight end sets out there. Then they're going to go out there with Khalif Raymond usually in the slot. And we'll have to see where his health is at for this week. But he's in the slot. That's a different type of third receiver. Then Tesla is going to come in, a bigger third receiver. And they're going to make you prepare for Montgomery being in the backfield, then Gibbs being in the backfield, then Gibbs kind of being that receiver. So when you go into the week, you're like, man, this is a lot to prepare for. We got to know when each guy's in this position and that position. And when you have to prepare for so many different things, you don't always get to master one thing or another thing. And then Detroit has the versatility to come in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
And focus and be kind of primarily in different sets that you won't know until the game gets going. So it's a lot to prepare for. But Spagnuolo's the type of coordinator that I think as a defense, you go in there confident that he'll have a game plan and be able to stop him a little bit.
I thought Aiden Hutchinson had a chance to win Defensive Player of the Year last year before the injury. I think you're seeing a pass rusher who is really starting to figure a lot of things out. He had the big force fumble earlier in the season against the Baltimore Ravens where he punched the ball out on Derrick Henry. I'm looking at this on the other side, too. This Kansas City offensive line has really performed very well the last couple of weeks. They got a big-time test against a big-time player here coming up on Sunday night.
Yeah, I've loved when Kelvin Shepard hasn't just given the offense what exactly they're in, and they disguise or they jump into a different zone. So I think when they do that, they give these pass rushers like Aiden Hutchinson, they give them an extra second and a half to get home. And you see in the Baltimore game, they started out heavily in man-to-man. Baltimore had some drives. Then they started switching up, getting in different zones. Lamar Jackson then had to hold the ball. And when he held the ball, you saw Hutchinson, you saw Muhammad, you saw different guys getting to him and making it hard. And I think Mahomes falls into that category as well. Like, if you just go out there and you give him a look and he knows what it is, he's going to have a field day. So I look for Detroit to try to be multiple, be in different sets, especially if there's no Terrion Arnold. DJ Reed's already out. You go into a game without your two top corners, it makes it a little harder, and I think they're going to have to be you know, versatile and multiple in so many different formations, man-to-man, zone, three-man rushes, four-man. I think they have to keep mixing it up and not just give it to Mahomes and make it hard, similar to the play we saw last week in the goal line that Jacksonville did when they jumped out of a blitz zero. Mahomes didn't catch it in time and end up with a pick six.
I'll get you out of here with this last thing. Give me a key for the Chiefs to leave with the victory. Give me a key for the Lions to go to Arrowhead and leave with the victory.
I think for the Lions, I think one of the keys is I think they have to have turnovers. They're top 10 in the league and creating turnovers defensively. You talked about the strip on Derrick Henry. That changed the game against Baltimore. They have to have those game-changing plays. Three last week against Cincinnati. They need those to make that offense even more high-powered. I think for Kansas City, what I want to see is clean football. Last week, you have, I think it was two or three penalties on the kickoff return that changed field position. You have the ball that goes out of bounds. I think they need to play clean football. Got away with a pass interference on a McDuffie interception to go out there and just give themselves a chance. When they play clean football, there's not many teams in the NFL that can compete with them, not even be better, just actually compete with them. So I look for them. If they can do that, I think they have a good chance in this game.
That was Devin McCourty joining us on the show. He is an analyst with NBC Sports Football Night in America pregame show airing this Sunday on NBC and also on Peacock ahead of Sunday Night Football, one of the better games this weekend in the sport between the Lions and the Chiefs. Devin, great stuff, man. I love Football Night in America. And you know what? We all been waiting all day for Sunday night, man. Appreciate you popping on today.
Love that, man. Appreciate you having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.